We're doing Melachim, we're up to what's called the 17th chapter, and we had learned how Ahav ascended to the throne. Ahav was king of the northern 10 tribes. Ahav the wicked, the son of Omri the wicked. Ahav will ultimately do tshuva. And in the days of Ahav, Chiel rebuilt Jericho, and we discussed last week how his children all passed away during the rebuilding of Jericho in fulfillment of the curse of Yehoshua. And now we begin the period of Eliyahu from the city of Toshav, Eliyahu HaTishbi, who comes from the city of from the cities of Gilad, from the eastern side of the Jordan. And Eliyahu is challenged by Ahav and Chiel. They say, Ahav asks him, who is bigger, Moshe or Yehoshua? Did we discuss this last week? No. So he says, Moshe, right? Moshe is like the sun, and Yehoshua is like the moon that reflects the sun. So they ask him, how come Yehoshua cursed? Yehoshua said, whoever rebuilds Jericho will lose all their children. Look, all of Chiel's children died. Moshe cursed and said that if we serve idol worship, so then we say it every day in the parasha of Shema, V'sartem v'avatem Elohim achirim mishtachavitem lahem, V'chara af Hashem b'chem, V'atzar et ha-shamayim v'lo yematar. Hashem says, if we serve idols, then there will be no rain. Everything's doing great. We're having rain. If Moshe is greater than Yehoshua, how come Moshe's curse didn't come fulfilled? And so Eliyahu says, I swear there will be no more rain or dew until I say so. And that's what happens. It stops to rain. And there is a great drought. Eliyahu says, you guys joking? You're saying, oh, if Moshe is so big, where's his curse? Okay, no more rain. It's over. Till I say so, there will be no rain. Hashem tells Eliyahu, go to the east. Go to the stream of Kirit that's next to the Jordan. And you'll be able to live over there off of the stream, and I will send ravens to feed you. And Hashem is telling him a message. The raven is the one bird that's described as being cruel. That when the raven lays its eggs, then the raven leaves them. The raven does not take care of its own chicks. Different midrashim as to why the raven does this. The midrash says the chicks are born white, and the raven suspects that its mate cheated on him. So he runs away. He's scared. He says, those aren't my kids. But at any rate, the raven's chicks have to peck at their own feces to get worms. That's where they get their food from. And Hashem says, I will feed you by sending ravens with meat, and they will bring you your food. And the ravens would bring him bread and meat. So obviously he knew it's kosher. Hashem told him that he's going to eat their meat and bread. But Hashem is sending a message to Eliyahu. Look, I've taken the ravens that ordinarily don't have mercy. They are the cruel of the birds. And they are going to feed you. And they're going to do something that's unnatural to them. They will take food that they could eat and give it to you. And I tried this. I was with the kids, and we were eating outside, and I saw a bunch of ravens flying nearby. So when they finished their chicken, I said, let's see what happens if we leave a piece of chicken out. Watch the ravens and see if they come and swoop the bone of the chicken, you know, the little bit of meat that the kids can't eat anymore. See if they do that. So the kids were all watching, and they saw the ravens did it. I was wondering if it's natural for ravens. I didn't know ravens were meat eaters, but they did. Ravens here in Kiryat Moshe swooped down, and they thought the kids weren't looking, and they grabbed the leg of a chicken. There was not too much meat left after the kids had eaten, and they flew off with it. So ravens do eat it. I tried it. It's normal for ravens to grab meat and stuff. So the message to Eliyahu is, if the raven is having mercy over you, you should have mercy over Israel. So they don't deserve it, but you're going to make everyone suffer? Eliyahu goes with justice, din. That is Eliyahu's trait, and it will ultimately be Eliyahu's downfall. Eliyahu is very zealous. He has the spirit of Pinchas, the zealous one within him. And so Eliyahu goes to the stream, and the ravens bring him bread and meat every morning and every night, and he drinks from the stream. And time passes, and the drought gets worse, and Hashem makes the stream dry up. And again, Hashem is sending a message to Elio. People are suffering. People are dying of famine. Now here there are different versions in Rashi. It's very interesting. One version in Rashi says, She Yisrael shruyin bara'av, that Hashem was upset that Israel was immersed in famine. Another version of Rashi says, She Yisrael meitim bara'av. People were literally dying of the famine already, which makes it much harsher that Elio is not responding. People are already dying of the famine. And Hashem sends a message to Elio. His own stream dries up. And Hashem tells Elio, I want you to go to the city named Tzofat that is all the way in the north by Tzidon. And in heaven I've decreed that a widow will feed you. So he goes there and he doesn't know which widow he's supposed to go to. So he says, I'll learn from Eliezer, Avram's servant. I'll ask. I'll see people coming out, I'll ask a woman for a drink, and the woman who gives me the drink, she must be the one. So he sees an old woman, a widow, and she's harvesting wood, and she is the widow of a prophet, the prophet Amittai. And she has a young child named Yonah, the son of Amittai. And this widow, oh, you've heard of him. Yeah, that's the prophet Jonah. So this widow, she's cutting some trees, some wood, she's gathering wood, and he calls her and he says, could you give me some water to drink? The year is a year of a drought. He is a man, she is a woman. He asks her for a drink. So she goes to bring him a drink. And he says, could you please bring me some bread with it? And she says, I swear by Hashem, I don't even have a little piece of cake to give you. I have one handful of flour, a little bit of oil, I'm just gathering the wood and I'm making me and my son the last piece of bread, and then we're going to die of hunger. It's over. And Elio says, don't worry. Just do what you've said. Make the cake, but give me a piece of cake, and then take for yourself and the child, because Hashem has decreed a miracle will happen, that your flask with flour will not finish and your oil won't finish until there's rain, until the drought is over. So take flour, and you'll see there'll be leftover flour. And every time you'll take flour and oil, and you'll make me and you and the kid some food, and you'll see it'll never finish. That's the miracle that's going to happen, and that's what happens. And at this point, Elio is living by them, and there's this miraculous food that they're eating. And then Yonah, her son, falls ill, and he becomes so ill that he stops breathing, and he dies. And the woman comes at Elio and says to him, it's your fault. You're the one that caused him to die. Your living here is what caused him to die. And this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week with the beautiful continuation of the story.